music from Free Whenever. Yep, Brooklyn, New York's finest. It's a trio that created their first album, and that is called Ascension. You just heard the single August Rain. Really cool stuff. It's vintage psychedelia, dub reggae, Eastern music meets African rhythms. And for fans of anybody who can say this band's name, Krugenbin, I think that's how you say it, but definitely in the same wheelhouse. My name's Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox. Music coming up from Toronto's Charlotte Day Wilson, a song called If Only. I'm a big fan. Every time she releases a record, I'm totally there listening to it to see and feel what she's up to. Same with this other... What did I say? Same with this other artist. A real wonderful singer, R&B at its finest here from Canada, residing in Toronto. Afros is up after Charlotte with the song Roses. Let's hear them both. They're awesome. Right here on The Jukebox.
We are where we are. conversation for a minute. Looking back on your life, when you went through what you had to, wasn't easy, but you did it. You gave me this life. Everything I had, everything I am is 'cause you're in it. Your love flow like water, the sweet smell of roses. La 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 la, roses. You stay blooming.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Thank you.
That is music from the West Coast, Handsome Tiger. Handsome Tiger is a Anishinaabe Métis and North African music producer and DJ, and is currently based in Vancouver. I'm Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. We've got music coming up from Radiohead, from their amazing rock and roll album, OK Computer. I think it's flawless. And I'm going to play one of my favorite tracks from the record, Let Down. I just love the arpeggio guitars and how those banging toms come in, and it all mixes together so well. I'm going to play that, as well as brand new music, which is really some bluesy, funky stuff, sort of going back to their roots a little bit, from the Black Keys. And You Gotta Lose. They just announced a brand new world tour. Canadian Jeremy Albino is going to be joining them on a bunch of the Canadian shows, as well as some of the stateside border towns, which is great for him. Congratulations, Jeremy. Love to see you doing well. Love to see any Canadian artist doing well out there. So you got my love and my support. Speaking of one that really floors me, this is a brand new single from Beatrice Deer. She's going to be releasing her 8th studio album. She's from Nunavuk. And this is The Fog on The Jukebox.
We'll be right back.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. The wildfires in Los Angeles last year killed more than 24 people and caused about $60 billion in damage. They were the costliest U.S. wildfires on record. And expensive disasters like fires, hurricanes, and storms have become more common, even after adjusting for inflation.
The frequency of these billion-dollar disasters has changed from about once every 82 days to once every roughly 2 weeks over the last 10 years.
Adam Smith at the nonprofit Climate Central runs the U.S. billion-dollar weather and climate disasters database, which tracks disaster costs. The federal government ran this database until last year when the Trump administration cut the program. But businesses, researchers, and public officials rely on this data, so Climate Central picked up where the government left off. Smith says disaster costs are rising because people are building in disaster-prone places. Many areas have inadequate building codes, and extreme weather is getting worse.
Human-caused climate change is supercharging the intensity and the frequency of some of these extremes that lead to billion-dollar disasters.
And the coming years will likely bring even more costly disasters.
So this data we're providing is increasingly important as we plan for the future.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.